This is an IELTS Energy bonus, the road to listening adventure.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we check in with Lindsay in Utah and learn how you can join her on the wild road.
What's going on, Jessica? How are you?
Hey, Lindsay. Long time no talk to, but I have seen you lately.
We have. We finally met in Portland for the first time. That was super cool.
That was so awesome.
That was so really fun.
Lindsay, you are still traveling.
I have been traveling.
Where are you now?
I am in Utah right now near Bryce Canyon, that cool part of Utah with all the national parks near Zion, Bryce, and Arches. It's fantastic here. Oh my God. Oh,
is that the Four Corners area?
No, actually, I don't know. That's a good question. I should look on the map. Possibly, yes.
Because my brother's a guide in the, well, he used to be a guide in the Grand Canyon. So he would always talk about that Four Corners, the Utah, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, like area.
Well, yeah, I did pass through California, Nevada, and Arizona into Utah yesterday. So it could actually be near there. I have to look at the map, though, and find out.
there's just so much. There's so much to see. So before we started recording, you were saying, like, the distances of the West Coast kind of surprised you.
Yes, I definitely, you know, being from New England, in New Hampshire, the time it takes to get from one end of New Hampshire to the other is about 3 hours. So this morning I said, you know, it's nothing. So this morning I decided I would put together two scenic drives that I have in my book here and combine them. And it's like 500 miles that I'm going to do when we get off this recording today, which is crazy. Like, I didn't realize it was that far, but I booked a tent site in Moab, which is quite far from where I'm at right now.
Yeah, that's like way far.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think it shows, I mean, how, well, first, like, our country is flipping enormous.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we don't even know, like, most of the things about America. So, that's why you're doing this, right? Let's remind our listeners what your goal, one of your goals is for this, like, huge adventure.
Oh, yeah. So our biggest goal for our listeners here with this adventure, if our listeners have been following me on YouTube, guys, again, you can go to allearsenglish.com/adventure. Our goal is to bring you parts of the United States that you don't know, right? You guys have seen Hollywood movies. You've seen LA. You've seen New York City. But you may not have seen Utah. You may not have seen Michigan. So we want to bring those to you. And you're going to meet regular everyday people in the U.S. through our video interviews.
Yeah, you guys, these interviews are amazing. Some of them just make me crack up. They're hilarious, especially the Montana ones. Check those out. They're so funny. But then there's like really serious ones. Guys, every country has issues, right?
Yeah.
And you know what? This is what native speakers talk about, guys. If you come to the States and you want to talk to native speakers, don't expect to talk about the tourist sites. Don't expect to talk about whatever conversation you hear in a textbook. We don't talk like that. So our goal, you guys, Lindsay is getting real interviews with real people so you guys can learn how to understand us, how to participate in our culture, in our conversations.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's right, exactly it, Jessica. That's a perfect way to describe it. I mean, one of the big topics that's come up, as you know, in Portland, when we were in Portland together, and that's come up when I was in San Francisco as well, is the topic of gentrification. This is on everyone's mind in the big cities in the US, right? San Francisco, yeah. New York City, Portland, LA. And this is one of the topics that if you're just out at the bar, this comes up, right? The increasing cost of people's apartments. So I've had these conversations with a few different people now. We're going to give you guys the tools to understand these types of conversations so that you can really understand natives and get in there with the local culture when you're here.
And you know what? It just occurred to me. I mean, if I turn on NPR or the morning news, you know, any news channel or broadcast, if I turn this on at any point of the day, I seriously think I have like a 50% chance of hearing about gentrification. Yeah. So we're always encouraging our listeners to like develop a culture of thinking, to listen to news in English. But you guys, what if you don't even understand the topic of what's on the news? Like, this is a problem. And then you think, oh, my listening is terrible. But maybe you just don't, you just aren't familiar with these ideas or this vocabulary. Yeah. So, like, it's not just participating in conversations. It's being able to understand news broadcasts, movies, TV, pop culture. These are the ideas that we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. And another related topic that ties in with gentrification that we covered in Portland and that also came up in different places is homelessness, right? So there's a shocking amount of homelessness in the US, and that's surprising, right? A lot of people wouldn't think that because of what you see. Again, guys, you see in the movies, you see the shiny lights of New York and you see the shopping in on Rodeo Drive and that sort of thing. But there's a lot of problems in this country, and it's not to be a downer, but we want to look at it with clear eyes. We want to see reality for what it is.
Hi guys, Jessica here. Just to remind you, if you want to join Lindsay on this amazing road trip and get free listening lessons based on her videos, go to allearsenglish.com/SEEAmerica. That's allearsenglish.com/SEEAmerica. See you there. I mean, there's, you know, of course, Lindsay is covering the like lighthearted and, you know, the awesome side of America also. I just did a super cool interview with a hipster chick. I don't think she thinks she's a hipster, but she says her friends are. And like, do you guys understand what a hipster is? I didn't. So, I mean, we're covering all aspects. I mean, mostly Lindsay, so cool. Of course, is covering all aspects of American culture, but I think, I don't know, I mean, for myself, and I'm American, I pretty much know the coasts, you know. I know San Francisco and New York, but then this whole middle of America, I'm kind of clueless about. So I mean, I'm learning also.
No, that's so cool. And I'm on the way back, I'm going to try to really drive kind of through the middle. I'm trying to find Route 66, but I'm really struggling with this elusive highway. You know, it's an old traditional highway that was built between Chicago and LA, and a lot of parts of it no longer exist, but some parts of it do. Yesterday I was in San Bernardino, California, and I found the original McDonald's. Actually, I was able to check that out, interview some people, and
that's awesome.
That was cool. That was cool. And the other cool thing that I found in California, do you remember, Jessica, this is the weirdest coincidence. So do you remember back when we were planning this trip back in January, I told you that I was thinking about visiting this bubblegum wall in California. Like I said, oh, there's a bubblegum wall. So I completely forgot about it. Like I didn't put it on my list because there's too many other things to see. And then I stumbled on it.
What?
Yeah, like I stumbled on it.
Gross. I just have this image of you just like tripping and sticking to this like bubblegum wall.
We're going to have to make like an animation of that. We're going to tell the story, but it's almost like this, it's of all the things that you could stumble on, it's actually in San Luis Obispo, California. And I completely forgot about it. And then I actually was walking to buy some wine in downtown San Luis Obispo, and it was right there. It was like on my left. I'm like, oh my God, this is weird. This is weird.
That's so awesome because like I don't think anything else really is in San Luis Obispo. So, I mean, the fact that there's this like random tourist attraction that you already knew about and you just like randomly happened upon it. That's nuts.
It was so weird. It was, but it's a cool thing. It's like, it's this huge wall of bubble gum where people have just like put their bubble gum there. And I've got some cool photos. So anyways,
What is the point of the bubble gum wall? Why?
There is no point. You know what I mean? It's just like, I guess we'll have to go back and look up the history of it, but it's just a cool, funny little tourist attraction that at some point people just started placing their gum and now it's literally covered in bubble gum, like layers of bubble gum.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. Okay. Did you take a video?
Oh yeah. I took tons of photos and a video. Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. For sure.
I am doing the next lesson on that one. Cause that sounds hilarious. So,
oh yeah. I'll remember to upload
guys,
it.
Like as Lindsay's going along on this adventure, one of my duties is to choose one of her videos that is on her YouTube channel. I choose one of those videos every week and develop a listening lesson on it. So, for example, one recent lesson was about how to understand our humor. Why native speakers and maybe people in your culture, guys, but why people use humor when they're a little bit afraid, how to understand why this is funny and the jokes that we make. So I know this is one barrier to participating in conversations is like maybe you don't feel like you get the joke sometimes or you're not sure how to make a joke yourself. So Lindsay and I are trying to like use these videos to really teach you guys these lessons about listening and speaking that you're not going to get in any textbook or any listening course available. So guys, if you sign up for the email list, you can get these listening lessons as well.
Exactly, guys. And so to sign up for that, you can go to allearsenglish.com/SeeAmerica, S-E-E America. Okay, guys, we really want you to go there to get on that list because only the people on that list actually get the exercises that Jessica has created. Okay, so that's really important. And we want to let you know, guys, that in the future, this fall, we're going to be creating a course that's step-by-step going to lead you to better listening skills and better communication skills in English with these videos. So you're going to come on this adventure with me. You're going to get to see the United States the way I've seen it this past couple of months. And you're actually going to be able to really increase that confidence level when it comes to listening and communicating with natives. It's going to be cool. Yeah. It's going to be super cool.
I mean, shoot. And, you know, and it wasn't until our conversation today. I mean, so far, we like both of us have been so super stoked and so excited about this project because, guys, there is no other listening course like this. None. I mean, nothing teaches you how to really understand how we really talk. But it just occurred to me, like, it's not just to participate in the culture, like actively in person, but it's also, what if you're living abroad, but you still want to participate in the culture and listen to the news, listen to local radio, just understanding movies and pop culture. This is also a huge part of that. So,
Exactly. It's like if you feel like you'll never be able to go on this typical American road trip, you can do it with me in this course, guys. So go on to our website. Go, guys, right now. Go to allearsenglish.com/SeeAmerica and sign up to get on the insiders list. Jessica, any final thoughts for today before I got to go and get on the road here because I have 500 miles of driving.
That's so funny. I know you're kind of in a rush. Just guys, please check out these videos. Like at the very least, go to the All Ears English YouTube channel. Check out some of these videos. Lindsay has done so much work and uploaded amazing, amazing stuff. And there's a super cool theme song.
Oh yeah, there's a theme song. And there are so many videos that I haven't uploaded that are going to be in our course this fall. Guys, so there's much more than what you see on the YouTube channel. If you just want the videos and you don't want to include the exercises, go to allearsenglish.com/adventure. Okay.
Oh, God, that's so funny. Right. Okay, Lindsay, you need to hit the road, dude.
I need to hit the road. There's no rest for the weary traveler here.
Oh, you're going to be a little bit relieved when this is done, but this is an adventure of a lifetime.
Oh, my God, it's amazing.
I am super proud and jealous.
Well, thanks for checking in with me today, Jessica. It's good to have you along for the ride virtually here.
Yeah.
And we'll be back soon. Probably this probably will be our last check-in for the trip, guys, but we'll be checking in again when I get back home. And you're going to learn a lot more of this trip and get to experience it through this video course, guys, together with us.
Yeah. So, yay!
Very cool. Awesome. All right, Jessica, I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good drive.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.